Mail-in voting is convenient for voters, and it also offers checks and balances to those behind the scenes. In 2018, the Washington Post said that Colorado is the safest state in which to cast a ballot. Garfield County Clerk and Recorder Jean Alberico knows why.
But there is a paper ballot printed and stored for every voter who votes in the state of Colorado.
Each ballot sent in the mail has a unique barcode. If a ballot gets lost, a voter can request a new one with a new barcode, which voids the previous one. This practice is part of the State of Colorado Registration and Election System, or SCORE, and it works across county lines, too.
Because there is only one record per voter statewide, and it's a live system that's updated immediately when actions take place, if someone said they had been living in Eagle County, but they moved 8 months ago down here to Garfield County, you can go out on the SCORE system and see, yep, Eagle County sent them a ballot, but it was returned to Eagle County as undeliverable. So then you allow them to do a change of address and you issue them a ballot for Garfield County.
Ballot verification is critical and begins with the voter's signature. The county has records of voter signatures from past elections. A bipartisan team compares each ballot signature to what the county has on file. Surveillance cameras oversee this process, among others.
We are required to have surveillance cameras on the storage areas where our election equipment is stored, downstairs where we do in our election room where the judges open the ballots and we do the scanning and stuff. We have cameras there. We have to have surveillance cameras on any of our 24/7 ballot boxes.
Garfield County began backing up surveillance footage in early September and will continue for a month after the election. Alberico keeps all of that footage for 25 months. Another security measure is that the ballot counting system must, by law, stay offline. That helps maintain cybersecurity, which Alberico says is emphasized by the state.
The Secretary of State has an entirely separate OIT department. They are not part of the Governor's Office of Information Technology. They work very closely with Department of Homeland Security, with the FBI, with the National Guard, with all different kinds of groups who are continually monitoring what's going on out in the cyber world, who's trying to attack elections, all the different things.
While ballots are still in the mail, Alberico says they're in good hands.
They have a cardboard sleeve over them. They have a strapping material that goes around it to hold it together. And then we also have to put this big label on it that says, this is election mail. So when it shows up at those general mail facilities, they know we got to handle this first.
Voters can track the location of their ballots online at ballottracks.com. That's tracks with an X. Those who would still rather vote in person can visit polling centers set up for social distancing. More information on those centers is at the Garfield County website. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.